Hey guys.
Hello.
Hi, Sierra. Okay.
How are you all doing this morning?
Good.
Good? That wasn't very loud. How were you doing this morning?
Good.
Thank you. Now I can hear you. Who here likes to do chores? No one? Really? What if you had to do chores every day for somebody that you did not like? What if you had to go move into their house so that you could do chores for the person that you didn't like every single day?
No.
Silence, okay. Well, there was once a little girl. She was a little maid, and she was taken from her homeland during a war in Israel to a man named Naaman's house. And she was taken there to help do all of his chores for him. And she was taken away from her home, and she had to do these chores every day. And when she got there, how do you think she felt? No, she did not feel happy.
Might have been sad.
Probably sad, probably not exactly comfortable, probably a little bit frightened because she's in a new place. How do you think she acted when she did her chores? She acted happy, and she acted calm, and she didn't complain, and she didn't go, "Ooh, I have to sweep. I don't want to do this." She did it. She was like, "Oh, okay, I'll go sweep because God wants me to do my chores with a smile and cheerfully." So one day, Mr. Naaman got very, very sick with leprosy. And leprosy, it made you have to go out of your house. You couldn't stay with people because it was contagious. You could pass it on to somebody else. So Naaman's wife was very sad. And little maid, she realized that she had someone in her homeland who could, through God, heal him. And she told her mistress about it, and he went, and when he went and he followed God's orders, he was healed. So when you go somewhere, no matter what you do, no matter where you are, know that you can show God through what you say and what you do. Who would like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this team Sabbath where all the kids in the church show what they've done the past 3 months. Then they show they learned more about you. I hope everybody who's doing the 13th Sabbath will have a good day and have a good job. Please bless the ones who weren't able to come here. They may be sick, they may be damaged by Hurricane Jerry. And please help us, and please bless to have another good day tomorrow. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.